Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One of the big issues for the last several years, has been redistricting in Virginia and in states all across the country. Is there a way to redistrict the House of Delegates and the state Senate and the congressional seats without it being overtly partisan or being handled by people who are overtly partisan? Well, Brian Cannon is the executive director of One Virginia 2021. That's been floating a lot of different ideas out there. And Brian, you got to educate me on this, because I am told that after a lot of back and forth with the courts, state GOP leaders who've been reluctant to go down this road with you have put forward constitutional amendments for nonpartisan redistricting. What's actually happening?
Yeah, we're seeing a ton of movement. The state Senate Republican leaders have been with this for a long time, but the House of Delegates Republican leadership has been opposed. And you're starting to see tremendous movement on this. And I think it's a sign of maybe it's time to set the rules fairly, because we don't know who's going to be in charge when we redraw the lines again in 2021. And that's a pretty awesome power to mitigate, perhaps.
So there are two versions of these rules that are being bandied about. One is a House version, one's a Senate version. Explain them and what the differences are.
Sure. The Senate version's better. It would actually stop partisan gerrymandering. It has transparency in it, so we as citizens could be watchdogs in this process. It has a 16-member commission, eight legislators, four from the House, four from the Senate, evenly along party lines. And it would have eight citizens, the mix of Republicans, Democrats, and independents. And you need six votes from each block of eight to pass a map. And the citizen and the chair of the commission has to be one of the eight citizens. So it's a pretty good process. It keeps the legislature involved, because we did duly elect them, but it should minimize the downside of their involvement where they try to, you know, gerrymander for their own benefit. The House plan is not as good. It's got direct appointment by the Speaker of the House for both Republicans and Democrats. And no matter which party the Speaker is, you probably don't trust the Speaker to appoint genuine members of the other party to this commission.
Mm-hmm. So where does this go from here?
So right now it's making its way through the Senate. It'll be up in Senate Privileges and Elections today. It was in the House subcommittee yesterday. Mm-hmm. The full House Committee on Privileges and Elections will hear it on Friday. And then next week we should be in what's a conference committee, where they take a couple senators and a couple of delegates and they get together. It's not very transparent, but they hash out a compromise, and then that goes to the floor. So I think we're going to get something. I think it's just a matter of, is it going to have transparency? Is it going to have anti-gerrymandering language? And is it going to have a commission structure that we as citizens can trust?
Mm-hmm. And if it passes this session before things wrap up at the end of this month, it doesn't need a signature from the governor, because it has to pass the General Assembly again next session with a brand new group of legislators?
Correct. No signature from the governor. So all the House of Cards episode that we're living in right now doesn't impact us at all.
Mm-hmm. Really interesting to hear. Now, will there be a broadside of attacks against this plan? Have you already started to hear some folks say that they don't trust the new calibrations?
No, we got a lot of support for it. And the more people learn about the different plans, the more they think, oh, yeah, the Senate plan is better. I think it's pretty objectively a better plan. It's not everything I wanted. If I could draw it up in a perfect world, it's the exactly as George Allen said, this is the product of the legislative process, where you give and take and hammer out something that's pretty good. And that's where we are on the plan.
I mean, it's interesting you bring my old boss George Allen up. I have to say, I was a little surprised to see that he was one of the people advocating this, just knowing how distrustful he is of other politicians. And I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I don't think he's a big fan of some of the Democrat leaders who are out there. I think that's a safe statement to make. So tell me how you got him on board with this.
Well, he's been a longtime supporter of it, and he wanted our plans to include some legislative involvement. And now that they do, he was all on board to sign up.
Hmm.
But I mean, George Allen, before he was governor, he was in Congress for a hot minute. He had just won an election. And then the Democrats in the 1990 redistricting got around to redistricting the congressional delegation.
Right.
The Democrats controlled the whole show. And they found his, as he will tell you, they found his little log cabin on the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountain on a dirt road that most people had trouble finding when they came to their house for a party. The Democrats found that house and drew him into another congressional district with a long-serving senior Republican to try to eliminate one of the two. I mean, that's the kind of shenanigans we're trying to stop.
Yeah.
Whether it's George Allen or James Madison or anybody else, that's not the kind of politics we should be playing with these lines.
Well, it's interesting. Now, of course, he had the last laugh on that. They redistricted him out of Congress. Then he ran for governor and kicked their butts there. So they probably regret having done. Yeah, it's really interesting. And we'll spend some time discussing it as we move forward. I appreciate you joining us this morning. Brian Cannon, the executive director for One Virginia 2021. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on, John.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.